And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Offboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. We got the guru. He's in the house. Jim Salazar from Promar. We are going to be talking all things lobster, all things kayak, all things fishing. It is going to be a great show today. There's some great reports coming your way, great information. You are looking forward to a great one. Hey, you stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup and on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, Pete not going to be joining us today. He's over on the East Coast checking out some fall colors, hanging out with Lolly, having a good time. But man, do we have a lot to talk about today. It's perfect timing for the season opener. We got the lobster guru himself, Jim Salazar from Promar, joining us this morning. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you very much. Oh, we miss you, Pete.
Yeah, no doubt. Should be out here pulling some hoop nets and catching some lobsters. So it's on. It is officially on. The 6 a.m. start has passed us by. There's been a full day of lobster hooping, and the lobster season is upon us, Jim.
Yeah, the divers sounded like they did pretty good during the daytime yesterday. I had some pretty good reports. One of the last reports was on three full limits.
Ooh.
And he said it sounded like or seemed like it's going to be a regular year this year. He
okay.
said it had signs of being a good year. But this was a diver talking. So
sure.
We'll see what it turns out for the hoopers. The hoopers last night, the reports I got were anything that could float was out on the water last night. Sounded pretty darn crowded. And it also sounded a little bit slower last night, and I think it was because of the pressure.
Okay.
You get everything floating out there, and you get all those divers out there with their lights and all the guys with their hoop nets. You're going to catch a lot less lobsters than you will if you go out, like we were talking, weekdays.
Can't be that big of a surprise with the 6 a.m. maybe taking some of the extremist hardcore guys away from the midnight, you know, where it seems like the opening night guys are probably 75-25. You know, there's 25% that used to, you know, do the craziness and start at midnight. And, you know, all those guys are now going on the next day when the other crowd would. So you probably got more people. And let's face it, it was beautiful, you know, last night on the water. Still, you know, anytime you get to hoop in your T-shirt, it's a good night. I'm no surprise. There's a lot of people out there pulling some bugs.
Yeah, I love this time of year. You know, like Brandon said yesterday, he was talking about November, December, those Santa Ana winds and those evenings sometimes are even better than the June evenings. You know, like he said, it's great, great weather this time of year. I love it.
Yeah.
Perfect
so,
time to get out hooping.
So it's an exciting year and some changes, but, you know, there was a lot of call for a lot of change in lobster fishing and regulation and a lot of speculation was what was going to happen. And we as fishermen, you know, recreational lobster fishermen went through very, very few changes, thanks in probably the most significant part to yourself and I know a lot of other guys that were on your side helping, but we weathered this storm pretty darn good as far as this was a year for significant lobster change. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there a way to say that?
I mean, yes, it was. I have to thank Elsa Stukovich, who was our other recreational advisory recreational representative on the Lobster Advisory Committee. Thanks, Al. Yeah, we definitely stood up there and defended our rights. They wanted to take a lot of stuff away from us. I think we did really well. Just basically the two major changes that happened was this from a midnight opener to a 6 a.m. opener. And then the other major change that's happened, as you and Brandon talked about yesterday and Mark Wish, we have to put our Go ID numbers on our gear now. And it says that the operator must have his Go ID number legibly written on your float. Now, that legibly written just means that you can use a Sharpie.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Doesn't have to be a tag or anything. You could do that if you want. You can put tags on there. But you have to have your Go ID number. And like Brandon said yesterday, you know, it's for the guides and the CPFV boats. They can put their fish and game numbers on there. But for recreational guys, if you've got a boat, this is probably the most common question people have been asking me. I got a boat. I got 10 nets. Can I put my Go number on all 10 nets? Well, legally,
Yeah, sure.
No, you can't. You can put your Go number on 5 of those nets. But the other 5 of those nets, if you have another guy on the boat or a couple more guys on the boat, because you're legally allowed 5 per person, 10 maximum on
that.
A boat.
Sure.
So those other 5 have to have another Go ID number on them.
Okay.
In order to be legal, because you're only allowed 5 per person.
Sure, sure.
So,
and that has been a regulation forever. 5 hoop nets per person with a maximum of 10 per boat.
Although they did want to get it down to 7 and 3. They were working on that during the... But anyway, so yes, you can put your Go number on 5, but you're going to need another additional Go number on the other 5. If you loan out your gear,
mm-hmm.
like your partner goes out on
sure.
your boat, he's going to have his Go number on there and his partner or whoever goes out with him, his Go number on there. So, you know, theoretically, you could end up with your float having a whole list of Go numbers on there because you take one guy out tonight. And he stays home the next evening. Another friend of yours comes out the next night. You've got to add another Go number to those extra 5 nets.
But again, though, just marking that on a Sharpie would be sufficient.
Legibly written is all the law says.
I got you.
So I think they're going to work this out. I think the DFG wardens, after they come up on some of these floats and they see 10 Go numbers on there, they might think how to streamline this.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens next year. Although Puccinelli, Bob Puccinelli did a good job. Lieutenant Bob Puccinelli did a good job on putting the wording together. And Wayne Coto, our executive director over at CCA, also worked with Puccinelli on some of this stuff, especially the CPFE stuff.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know, we get sometimes down on things that didn't go our way, and lobster is definitely something that is and should be celebrated as a victory. I mean, there was a lot of negative things on the table that you guys fought for, and as recreational anglers, they virtually all went our way. I mean, if the two regulations that were added to us were marking a number on our float with a Sharpie and starting at 6 o'clock in the morning instead of midnight, I mean, that's a high five win all the way around. What were some of the things that some of the, you know, opposition to recreational anglers, you know, having on the table?
Opening up the front side of Catalina, opening up Santa Monica Bay to commercial, getting rid of the conical nets, reducing our numbers from 5 and 10 to 3 and 7, having a lottery for our report cards.
That was one you told me during the break that blew me away.
They had a lot of great ideas for us.
Yeah, so they wanted to treat lobster card similar to how you would treat a hunting tag. You
exactly,
know, where
exactly.
Everybody puts in and they only decide to draw a certain amount, you know, lesser obviously than the number that is normally sold.
It's going to be a very interesting year this year where the commercial guys are going to 300 traps. There's about 150 active licenses, commercial licenses out there. And each one of these guys is going to go from unlimited traps to 300 traps each. It's going to be really interesting to see how they lay out their gear, where they're going to put it, you know, how DFG handles it, and the citations that go down, and also the numbers at the end of the year. It's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out money-wise and all.
Sure.
I'll bet they make almost the same amount of money, and they'll just have more lobsters per trap is what they'll have.
Well, it's interesting to see, and we're going to get to watch it because it's on. It is on right now, lobster fishing, and boy, what a good start to we have. And I know, like you said, the first night. Any thoughts from the boys? I mean, I know you follow that stuff very closely. As far as I remember, in those real hot water years, you had always said that, you know, sometimes the potential of them molting is higher, and you know, because the fish, you know, when rod and reel fishing is really good over years, there tends to be less focus on lobster, so they rebuild a little bit. Has there been any thoughts amongst you and your lobster cronies on what the outlook of the season is going to be like?
We're all hoping that it's going to be a regular season, that we're going to get back to a normal, water regime where we have our, you know, warmer water in the summer, but it doesn't get that El Nino warm water, and it cools off in the winter. And you know, if we get back to that regular pattern, we'll have shallow water lobsters, then we'll have deep water lobsters, and then we'll have shallow water lobsters again. It's just traditionally what they do, because they get in that shallow water early in the season to molt and to broadcast their eggs in the summertime. So
okay.
I hope we get back to that regular stuff. I love hooping shallow. Yeah. It's really easy. And those flat nets are really fun in the shallow water. Really gives you something to do, as opposed to sitting there and waiting for half an hour for those guys to figure out how to get inside the conical net.
So with we should probably talk about that a little bit. You obviously are a pro staff and representative of Promar, who just unquestioned makes the best dedicated lobster gear, period, and spends a lot of time researching and developing and changing and, you know, making everything they make better from the get-go. Promar is your gear of choice.
Yeah, Ben and the guys over there. We got a new guy, Craig Spencer's over there, and we've got Steve over there now. And they've got a great new bunch of guys in there, and they are all fishermen and hoopers. So it's always been a good company. Jason Morton was over there with us for a long time, and he was always into hoop netting too. And they've always been pretty innovative. They've listened to the ideas I've come up with and a lot of the other ideas that the hoop netters come up with. So, you know, their newest addition is that XL Ambush 36-inch net.
That's a big
beautiful
boy.
Net. I brought a few down for Pete, and he said to make sure that you know that they're for him.
Okay, no problem.
So I've done it, Pete.
Tell him to make sure to pick them up, because you know this car goes one direction. That's the lakeside, and those hoop nets are going with it.
So, yeah, so the Promar Ambush net is probably our newest thing that we've got out there to help us hoop net this year. Again, Promar is pretty innovative. They're always out there looking to do stuff. They've got a really cool promotional thing going weekly this season. You can enter on the website at www.promarnets.com/ATS, and that ATS stands for Ambush the Season. It's a photo contest.
Oh, that's cool.
So enter for a chance to win weekly giveaways during the whole season. You just go to that website and enter your picture. And at the opener here, we gave away a whole set of ambush nets. So I think we're giving away some fun stuff all season long. So you guys might want to check that out.
That's cool. And ProMars just makes life so easy. The conical style net, not to say, and that's what I want to get back to, is that obviously there are options in flat nets and conical nets, but the conical nets, the just the style of float, the systems that you come up with for, you know, maintaining gear and slack and line, and then, you know, us in San Diego Bay, and I'm sure it is similar in all places. We touched on that a little bit yesterday, but sea lion proof ways of keeping your bait. I mean, they just, every time there's a need for something, ProMar comes out with the perfect fit for it.
Yeah, we listen to the anglers down here in San Diego, especially with the PVC tubes. You guys started making them down here, and we just jumped on the bandwagon and kind of improved it a little bit. We made it a preformed thing, and it's got a stainless steel cable that goes through it. It's got the bait cage clips on either side, so you can attach it really easy and change it out. Brandon was talking about that yesterday, talking about changing out your bait yesterday, and talking about the bait cages. I really like those bait cages. Mm-hmm. As Brandon said, if I can use a bait cage, I'll use it first, yeah, always, because you want them to have as much access to that bait as they can. You want them so intently eating that you literally have to pry them off the bait cage.
And not only is the scent distribution going to be better because there's less containing it, but once they get on that net, they're not worried about leaving. They want to stick around.
Yeah, they're total access. They're going to be eating away right there. So, yeah, the bait tubes are a great way to go. It's about 75 holes in those things, so if you're going to sit there and drill them out, and you want to use a drill press because otherwise you're going to get it stuck in there. So it's going to take you a while. I really like these ProMar cages. I think they work good. Adding scent to them. Have you added any scent to any of your stuff?
You know, I've never done that. I've always been a bait guy, and I've never done a...
You've got all your Ebbingham connections. You probably get the best sardines, the juiciest, oiliest sardines right out there.
No, more just a creature of habit, you know? I mean, tell us, what's the goods? What's the good about adding scent?
Well, you know, I started to really get into it when I started doing some crawdadding.
Okay.
I started going up to the Sierras, June Lake Loop, Bridgeport area. There's a Bishop area. There's a lot of really big, delicious crawdads up in the Sierras. And when we put our crawdad traps out, we add a can of cat food with a bunch of holes poked in it.
Okay.
And the guys this last trip said, you know what, let's just put some cans of cat food in there and no bait and see what happens. And
so you would put cans of cat food in addition to your normal bait?
In addition to the normal bait.
And can we let that out? What's normal bait, or is that a trade secret?
Normal bait for crawdads?
Uh-huh.
It could be hot dogs. It could be anything in the world. Anything. Yeah, something, anything. But... For lobsters, you're going to want to use bloody, oily baits.
Yeah, okay.
Fresh bait, too. Fresh bait. Skipjack, bonita, mackerel, sardines, salmon heads. You want oily, bloody baits out there.
Okay.
But it really helps to add this can of cat food or some kind of a scent. The crawdad traps, if we dropped a crawdad trap and we didn't have the can of cat food in there, we had about half as many crawdads inside it.
Really?
Yeah. And the cat food can alone attracted them in there. So I've been adding a can of cat food or scent to my lobster traps for a long time.
Okay.
There's a lot of good scents out there. Procure has some. New Fish Oil has some. King of the Crawl has a really good scent. There's all kinds of products out there on the market. Potsky's has crab and shrimp fuel.
Yeah.
There's Menhaden oil you can buy by bulk from back east.
And this is just liquid that you're just pouring on your bait whatever your bait of choice is?
Fill up your bait cage or your bait tube, pour this liquid on top of it. I like freezing it after I do that.
Okay.
Because it acts as kind of a time release
when
it comes out. And these scents really, really do help to attract lobsters and crabs.
They're a scent scavenging feeder. Why would it not? That's good call.
Exactly. And that's all you're trying to do is draw them out. I mean, it's like, you know, you put that stuff upwind, upswell, upcurrent, and it's going to waft across their den. And you do that about an hour before, half hour before sunset. And it's like starting the coffee and cooking a little bit of bacon. You get that aroma going, and they're
coming.
Come right up to the galley.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we've just got such a great show. I mean, we talk about it all the time. He is the guy that wrote the book on it. There is not a more lobster guru around than Jim Salazar. And we're going to be talking all kinds of lobster and all kinds of other stuff, too. I mean, such a proficient kayak angler. We're going to be talking about Hobie kayaks and fishing local, inshore and offshore. Such a great show with such a great focus on lobster fishing today. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. There's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858 877-457-1090. Also, you can call us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Jim Salazar, the man, but, man, are we giving away such an unbelievable prize. And that, again, is thanks so much to our great friends at Promar. And that is going to be... First off, is going to be two sample packs of the HoopNet accessories, and explain what that kit contains, Jim.
You just took that paper away from me. I'll take it back.
Yeah,
I've got
no.
The list right here. Ben just texted it to me. That includes a pair of Pro Grip gloves. Those Pro Grip gloves are those new heavy duty vinyl ones with the insulation inside.
Yes.
They're not the best gloves for pulling real ropes, but when it comes time to start dealing with the lobsters and handling the lobsters, there's a lot of protection there, and they're super, super warm. A gauge. Everybody that hoops net has to have a gauge, so we're going to include a gauge. An LED light stick. It'll probably be one of our blue ones. That's my favorite color. It's a lot easier to see. And a 6-inch roll of reflective tape. That reflective tape is that DOT, that real good kickback tape. And also a sea lion-proof bait tube, as we just started to talk about
awesome.
A minute ago.
So we're talking a serious value, and this is basically all of the things that, you know, was going to increase a guy's hoop netting trip. The gloves are killer. You know what's funny about those gloves is we sell as many of those gloves to our guys on the long-range boats. They all come in buying them during lobster season because that's what everybody wants for pulling their fish out of the RSW holds. You know, you got those worn ones again? So very cool kit. And, again, we're going to be giving away two of those. It's over an $80 value for each one of those kits. So very, very cool. Again, that's two lucky callers at the end of the show today, each going to win that killer Promar kit. And if you want to get your shot at that, or much better yet, your chance to talk to the man, Jim Salazar, 858 area code 457-1090 or toll free 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 6th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, October 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, Power Pro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packing up already. Everybody wants to talk to Jim. The only line open right now is our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Our local line is full, but there are going to be shots to get you through on that one. That's 858 area code 457-1090. And, hey, you guys want to talk lobster, man? Let's do it. Let's jump right into the phones and start it off this morning with Kenny. Kenny's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens. Kenny, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Jim, I'm going to be a first-time hooper this year, this season here.
You'll have a blast. You'll have a blast.
A few months ago, I inquired a hoop net. It's the older, it's a Promar. It's the older one. It's the one with the two rings. And it's just kind of like, you know, they're not connected like the metal, like the Eclipses and stuff or whatever those ones are.
The classic style, but, or flat style net.
Yeah, whatever it's called. But are those legal? What's the size? Are they legal? I mean, it's all rigged up. Looks like it's ready to go.
You can get...
I'll be hooping off of a pier, one of my favorite piers. It probably got hit real hard last night. I know there's bugs there, so...
So if you're going to be using that flat net off a pier, you're going to want to check it more often than you would the conical-style nets, those rigid or upright nets. You're also going to want to pull faster on that thing than you would with the conical-style net. If you start that pull, don't stop. Keep pulling until it gets to the surface. Once it gets to the surface, you've got another 20 to 30 feet at least, so... Pull fast, get that thing up as high as you can and up there, because those lobsters are going to be trying to get out of there.
I've always heard, from some of the old, in San Diego, there's, you know, the old school Portuguese guys that had their perfect nets and this, and one of them told me that what he liked to do on his flat nets was tie a little piece of mono from the top ring down to the bottom ring that was just shorter than the distance where the net would normally hang itself. So if you can imagine, if the thing was just suspended by air, the net is taut because the bottom ring's pulling it down. He liked to kind of pull that one side of that bottom ring up by like an inch or so to give the net some slack. You know, he thought that it would keep the lobsters from having like a trampoline effect from being able to bounce off the walls as easy. You know, it was his thing that he had always told me. Any hear of that being like an old thing, or is it just an old wives' tale that...
I've never heard that one before. Yeah. That sounds pretty good. What I have heard, though, is the Portuguese guys used to use a piece of tuna cord that went across the big hoop.
Okay.
And Promar and I designed a device called a bait suspender.
Oh, yes.
And what it does is it does what the old Portuguese guys used to do. They would just pour a piece of tuna cord across from one end of the big hoop to the other and tie a mackerel or a piece of tuna onto that as bait, and it worked great in the old days until the sea lions got all smart about it. But nowadays what we do is we do the same sort of thing, but we have a bait cage that's suspended across the middle there, and it always forces the lobster or crab to go to the middle of the net to be caught rather than out on the outside edge, because when the wind, current, and swell push on that flat net, you'll get that bait pocket pushed out towards the outside edge, and they literally can eat without even getting in the catchable part of the net.
That's a really good call. Again, there again, you know, just like we talked about at the beginning of the show, anytime there's one little step that, you know, you guys can make lobster hooping just a little bit easier, they'll do it. Kenny, I'm going to give you one more tip, too, and Jim's probably too humble to say so, but you've got to get the book. You've got to get Jim's book because not I am very, very far from an expert, but reading that book, you know, way, way upped my game in gear management, in theory, and everything like that. And is the book still available, Jim, and how does one go about getting it, all that kind of good stuff?
I just printed a bunch of copies of it. Promar has some copies still in stock. If you go to a retailer that doesn't have it, ask them to order it from Promar, and I'll get make sure they get some books out there.
I'll tell you, Kenny, it's just everything that a guy would want to know, and there are so many... There are so many little things in hoop netting that add up to one overall big, big difference in change. And it's just, and he just covers everything. How you manage the slack and how you attach your ropes and how you attach your floats. And lobster hooping is one of those things that can be a lot of bumbling around, or it can be just smooth and, you know, and part of the process. And Jim, you did such a good job with that book. It's just, it's got everything a guy needs to be an expert.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah. You can cut your learning curve with it. It's even got some of Mom's old recipes in there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Kenny, good luck, and welcome to the club. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Yeah, hey, I got one more little thing.
Go ahead.
You still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I knew about the cat food thing, but you know what? That suspending that cage, that is the biggest help right there, biggest tip, you know, and I was kind of concerned on that.
Yep.
So I appreciate it. I'll get the book, and... You guys have a good day.
You got it, Kenny. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, with that, let's head south. We're going to find out what's biting in the East Cape. We're going to my favorite place in the whole world, and that's Rancho Leonero, talking to John Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are
you? Good, John.
Great, great. Well, it's beautiful down here. You know, it's kind of an early fall. Well, I guess it's not early fall, but we are going into fall now. The high yesterday was 84 degrees. It's been beautiful. Cool mornings. It's clear skies. Beautiful, beautiful weather right now. Water temps right now, 83 to 84 degrees. And still some mixed water, still some dirty water from the storms. But real excellent fishing, what can I say? You know, guaranteed limits of the yellowfin. And they're close, you know, they're off the Pescadero. We're getting good bait. We're getting a lot of sardine now,
nice.
Which are really panfish that we get off the beach here, but they work very, very well on the tuna. And I'd say that the average fish is probably 15 pounds to 100 pounds. Literally everybody is limiting. And that's kind of north. The fish are spread. If you go further south, they've been picking up a lot of wahoo. On Rapala's between 40 and 70 pound wahoo.
Wow.
That's quite a few this week.
Big wahoo.
Nice one. Yeah, we're sending out 15 boats a day, so we're getting a real mix of fish. And some big Dorado as well. We had a 53 pound bull Dorado this week, too.
Jeez.
Yeah, again, down by the lighthouse, down by South Point down there. There's just a lot of fish around. You know, we're having a good Dorado year, certainly the best Dorado year we've had in years. So we're enjoying that. Inside the bottom, a lot of pargo, a lot of the red Watchinongos, the big red Watchinongos around, a lot of amberjack, and in the clear spots inside roosterfish as well. They're congregating in the clear water. There's some clear spots inside. It's still mixed water, still kind of a little bit dirty, but if you find clear spots, they're full of roosterfish as well. I mean, it's good fishing. Oh, and by the way, and nobody's going after the billfish at all. You know, everybody's going after the tuna and the Dorado. But they're picking up the occasional blue as well, releasing the occasional blue. Anybody that's going south, so that they're around as well.
I feel like we've been saying it all year, John, but the East Cape is back. And, boy, it sounds like not only back, but back and better than ever, man. That's a fantastic report.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, what's happening is the guys are going the first day. Everybody's going out to the guaranteed yellowfin bites, you know, and loading up and guaranteeing that they get a full ice chest. And then the other days are ranging south and going for some of the quality bigger fish, the wahoo and stuff. It's working out really well.
That's
really
awesome.
Well. Good fishing.
Well, sounds
sure.
Like it. I know October, one of the most popular months at the ranch, and I know lots of spots fill up, but are there still opportunities to come down and get on the bite while it's so good right now?
Absolutely. And October is going to be a real nice month. The other way, it's cooling off already and the water's staying warm. So, and the fishing continues to be good. So 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We've got a lot of photos of all these awesome fish.
I'll tell you
right now,
too, is such a good time to take advantage. And obviously, not only spots at the ranch, but I was just looking the other day. There are some really, really inexpensive airfares to get down to Cabo right now. I mean, it's a perfect time if you're, you know, just to book and get away for a long weekend, and if you can sneak a couple of days away, go down to the ranch, because the airfares right now are incredibly inexpensive.
Yeah, and the whole month of October, that's normal for October. It's kind of in between seasons, you know, for the hotel. So there were some great airfares for sure. And a good time to come see us.
You got it, John. Well, we appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it, Red.
All right, John.
Great talking to you, Jim.
Good time to go to paradise.
Yeah, no doubt. Paradise full of Hobie kayaks, too, right?
Absolutely.
I know Jim being a big kayak guy, it's one of the best spots in the world to go paddle around and catch some big ones. John, appreciate the report as always, buddy. Thank you.
Take care, John.
Okay, see you.
All right, thanks, John. All right, well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to another John, John from Mira Mesa. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, Jim, Hobie's, they got this new kayak that they're promoting, the Compass. I know you're aware of that. I was just wondering if you had a chance to look at it and give a kind of a quick review. But in particular for me, I'm looking at it from a standpoint of how easy it would be to stand up in compared to a pro angler, and also from a hooping standpoint to a pro angler.
You know, I love my pro angler, John. I got to say, that thing is like a Cadillac. It's so big and huge. It's so comfortable. That Vantage seat is adjustable so many ways. But they did a really good job on the Compass. I was up at Channel Islands Harbor last Saturday, and they had a Hobie demo day, and I did a little lobster seminar up there. And I got to try the Compass. And Hobie was trying to reach a price point with this boat and also trying to get a little lighter boat for the guys out there. So they did. They reached their price point. They changed the Vantage seat with some of the spring action kind or bungee action kind of adjustments on it to buckle adjustments on the seat. They have just one hatch in front of you. You can add another hatch on it. But I like the boat. It's pretty cool. It seems like it'll be better for surf launching than the PA. It doesn't have the room of the PA, but it has a lot of stability because the hull is kind of similar to the way the PA is made, with that typical front kayak entry and a little more of a catamaranish style, a rear end. The boat turns on a dime. It's got a new rudder that flips down from just past midships, so it really turns fast. It doesn't have that action like when you have the rudder on the back. It looks like it's going to have a lot of room. I know Ron down at Fastlane has put the rectangular hatch right in front of you where the round hatch is, and then he moves that round hatch up front so you get a little more storage on it that way. The cockpit layout seems pretty good. The room in the back seems like it's got plenty of room in the tank well for nets and stuff like that. I keep my rigging pretty simple back there. I usually just add a couple of PVC tubes through the scupper holes and then put a couple pins on the bottom to hold them in place. And then I just put my nets over the PVC tubes rather than make a whole rack back there. But it looks like a good boat. I think they beat the price point. They wanted to get under $2,000, and it's a good-looking boat.
It kind of sounds like they took a lot of the attributes from successful boats they had and figured out how to make it as inexpensive as possible. And obviously, you're not going to get everything that you would out of a Cadillac into something that's lesser expensive, but it sounds like they took a lot of good attributes that they've learned over the years and made it in a very affordable boat for a lot of anglers.
It looked like they got a blender and they put the Pro Angler and the Outback in there, and this is what they came out with. They came out for a pretty good boat.
Well, we can handle that. Yeah. That sounds just fine. That answer your questions for you, John?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much for that. You know, with that and with the Hobies, I know that you had just said you'd spent a lot of time up in the Sierras, which, you know, down here in the radio show and thinking kayak, I'm always thinking bay fishing and thinking, you know, going out to La Jolla and watching, you know, pictures of Jim, you know, holding up yellows and sea bass and all these things like that. But what a perfect tool for taking up north and easy to deal with. And talk about access, I mean, anywhere.
Standing up in that PA and sight fishing for trout was so much fun.
Man, that's awesome.
We were watching the big old, you know, big old rainbows rolling on insects, and then we would just toss a tube type bait or a Rapala over there and hooking up on them.
That's so cool.
Oh, it was so fun to sit in those boats all day long. And I also took my Adventure Island up there, and we went down to Grant Lake and put the outriggers on it and went sailing around down at Grant Lake, the bigger lake down there. A little more consistent winds. It's scary up there with these winds. They gust so fast up there.
I cannot imagine. There is.
Yeah, those kayaks are wonderful. I love the Hobie kayaks. I really been having a good time with the team. And that new Compass is a pretty cool boat. Hobie was such a great sponsor last year for our Battle of the Bays tournament.
Yeah.
And we're going to expand it this year.
Okay.
CCA has okayed expanding it along with Hobie, and we're going to go to 4 events this year.
Nice.
We're going to have
series.
One with Ron Lane down in Mission Bay. We're going to have one with Tim Boyer up at Dana Point Jet Skis in Dana Point. And then we're going to have one at Santa Monica Bay again at the King Harbor Yacht Club. And then we'll have a 4th one up at Channel Islands Harbor
cool. Up
at the end of the season. And I'm hoping that we can turn this into a qualifier for the Hobies, Hobie Worlds, and I'll be putting a prospectus out to Hobie, and hopefully they'll jump on it. And
that's awesome. Now, what's the Hobie? What's the Hobie Worlds?
The Hobie Worlds are literally a worldwide contest that Hobie does every year. Last year was in Louisiana. This year, I think, is in Switzerland. The year before that was in China. The year before that was in Amsterdam.
Oh.
And they have qualifying events all over the world. Mm-hmm. And then the dealers pay to bring these qualified entrants. And they have a fish off and they
in
declare
some world
a winner.
Location. How cool is that?
It's really a cool event. So I'd like to get this to happen for us, and I'm hoping that Hobie will notice us here in Southern California.
That's cool. There is just no doubt about how effective the tool of having a Hobie kayak can be, with both being hands-free and, more importantly, being so silent. You know, you watch those guys in some of these areas where there's, you know, I mean, I spend a lot of time in areas where there's skiff fishing and kayak fishing combined in La Jolla, and the effectiveness and quietness of slow trolling a bait with that kayak is just, it's undeniable. It is such a good tool for fishing around here.
And now with that new 180 drive, you can back up.
That's cool.
You hook up in the kelp, or you hook up next to a boiler rock. You just pull that little lever, and you reverse and back right out away. Oh, it was really fun down at Cedros using that 180
That's
drive.
So
those guys are having a great time down there.
That's cool. Well, hey, again, John, we appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with Catcher Porch, finding out more what's biting on the water. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check CedrosSportFishing.com for availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. We covered it a little bit yesterday when Brandon was on here. The unbelievable big tuna fishing that's going on at Guadalupe Island right now for that 90 to 150-pound fish. And I swear, the reel couldn't have been more properly designed for fishing an island like Guadalupe than the Talica 2-speed. It's small, it's strong, it has very, very good free spool thanks to a very lightweight spool, and it has the power and torque to deal with a big fish. But anytime when you're fishing a reel where you really should have been fishing something larger and you hooked a fish you probably shouldn't have been on that gear, Talica is what keeps you in the driver's seat and gives you the opportunity to put a big fish like that in the boat. But right now, going to Guadalupe Island, the Talica 20. Perfect size reel, 80-pound max quattro with an 80-pound top shot, maybe even 100-pound max quattro. It'd be your reel of choice for sure. Get it at your local tackle store. It's the Talica 2-speed. For more information, you can check out Shimano.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed up. The only line open right now, toll-free, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. With that, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for the catch board today. Lobster season is open, and make sure you gear up with the best performing lobster gear in the market. That's Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar products are designed by fishermen for fishermen, and they offer everything you need for a successful evening of lobster hooping, including the brand new Ambush XL. It's a 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. You can visit Promar on Facebook or just check them out on the web at promarnets.com. We're going to start the catch board off of a Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley, is on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, Ricky. What's happening? What's up, Jim? How are you guys?
Doing great,
really
man.
Good, Willie. Very good. How's things up at Dana Wharf?
Good, man. Well, hey, we rolled through another week up here with mixed areas of focus this week for sure. You know, on our three-quarter day trips right now, we've been mixing our days up both out deep on the anchor, fishing bottom fish, and then later in the day, spending some time in on the beach fishing for bass. Now, this bottom fishing has been pretty good with some real nice reds and grouper, you know, kind of making up the bulk of the cats right now out deep. So the guys plan on riding with us here this week. It'd be a good idea to bring a handful of like 8 to 10 ounce sinkers, you know, drop them in your bag with your bass gear. It's all you're going to need out deep. We can tie a gannion up for you while we're out there. But we've been putting plenty of this fish on the boat for our efforts, you know, trying to get a little bit of stuff to fill the bags there. And then in on the kelp. You know, it's kind of been a day-to-day deal. Proper conditions, man, those things have been real critical right now. You know, it's not just a set up on the kelp line, let it go kind of a deal. Certainly being in the right water at the right part of the tide has been really important. So, but some great fishing still to be had on that mixed 2 to 5 pound bonita, too. We've been having some spots of that stuff breezing around out deep while we've been on the anchor, and then some out, or actually inside there on the kelp edges as well. So a little mixed effort there. The Fury on his overnight trips, he's still in that good grade yellowtail. Fly line baits and the surface jigs for sure were the way to go for that stuff. And then, you know, he's been filling the bags with some sheephead, whitefish, bass, and stuff like that, rounded out his counts out there at the islands. A little bit of fishing over at Catalina as well this week. Some bonita, bass, some better grade yellowtail, some fishing like that 17 to 25 pound range later in the day, kind of looking around on our way home. Some shots at that stuff as well, too. So that's kind of it from us.
Nice.
I know the Helena, sorry, Rick, the Helena's got some hoop net trips on tap as well. So I don't have the details for that right now, but I know you can call our office and get all the info you could possibly want on that stuff as well. So that's it from us. Pretty basic report, but if you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing, 949-496-5794. Check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And also, like I mentioned, every single week, you can save a little bit of money on one of these local trips by using the discount we offer right there on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Click on that. It'll give you a little code, and you can book online from there.
Well, I want to say thank you for all your support you guys do for CCA. And you guys have a couple things coming up. You have November 16th and the 21st. We're talking about doing halibut broodstock trip, a couple of halibut broodstock trips with you guys.
I had seen some mention of that, and, certainly good to hear, some follow-up on that. So, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to getting out there, and I'm not quite sure what boat it's going to be on yet, but we're stoked to be coupled up there with CCA and getting out there and do that.
All right, we'll get a little more info out on that on the show here as we get a little closer if we open it up.
A pretty classic fall fishing, or start of fall fishing anyways, Willie. I mean, the crowds I know go down in October. The weather usually flattens out. It's warm, and clearly some good fishing based on that report. Great job, as always. We appreciate you keeping us up to date on everything that's going on at Dana Wharf. And one more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to take advantage of that killer discount code right on the Let's Talk Hookup website.
Cool. So our number at the landing, 949-496-5794. And then that discount, you go to the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, one of those banner ads that scrolls across the center of the page there is Dana Wharf ad. Click on that. It'll give you a little discount code, and you can save 25% on a local half or three-quarter day trip.
Great job, Willie. We appreciate you keeping us up to date. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Willie.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
Brian. See ya.
Appreciate that very much. Well, hey, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to jump on, that's going to temporarily wrap up our catch report, which, again, is sponsored by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and the 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, and the professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check out ScorpionSportFishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. Phones are packed up. We're jumping right back into them, talking to Cliff, who's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jim. Ricky, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Cliff.
Good morning, Cliff. It wouldn't be a show without your voice.
Yeah, I got an idea on how to make Go ID tags.
All right.
I take my old milk jugs, and I cut strips off the old milk jugs, 1 inch by 3 inch, and I punch a hole in them, get a tie wrap, and I tie wrap that around the buoy, and my black marker, I can just put anybody's Go ID on any one of the floats, because I do have 10 nets, and I got 5 marked now, and I got 5 blank that I can use any time.
So it's like a little strap that you put around it, basically, you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's a
good
idea. Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Very good call. I know one of my buddies went down and bought some, you know, cheap plastic. They were like luggage.
Like luggage,
you know,
tags.
Yeah, exactly. Like luggage ID tags. And so he's got those things on him. And he said he just takes it, you know, that way when he's swapping them out, he's got 5 of his that are permanent. And, you know, he could do 5, you know, 5 of a different one and just slide it right into the little plastic sleeve there. That's a great great tip, Cliff. Good call. Do you make it out you make it out last night for the opener?
Nah, I'm going Wednesday night. It's my first night.
Smart man.
Yep,
let the crowd die down a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff. Well, good luck. Go get them. Let us know how you do.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Cliff. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, we're going to continue on with our catch report now. We're going to hit the surf, our surf fishing report with the man, the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
How's it going, guys?
Gundy, oh, great, Gundy.
Couldn't
good
be better, buddy. Couldn't be better.
Hey, how long's Cliff been calling the show, Rock Gun?
A lot of years. Longer than I've been around on the show, I can tell you that
really?
Much. Because I remember, I for sure, you know, when I was doing what is now the you know, the job behind the phones that Adam is kicking butt on doing with us right now, is I can definitely remember taking the calls from Cliff and Lakewood back when I was answering the phones a long, long time ago.
And he keeps that voice in tune. I think he got something.
No doubt, buddy, no doubt.
Hey, good fishing. You know, a little cooling trend, you know, something we haven't seen in the past several years. You know, we're not getting that warm water push we often see, you know, this time of year. But that doesn't necessarily mean the fishing isn't good. It's just a little different. And up north, we're seeing some things change up there. Improved perch bite up there. We're starting to see some halibut. We'll start up at Santa Barbara. Cooler water really perked up the halibut bite. Several legal fish to 30 inches, 4-inch big hammers, flash minnows have been tops there. The striped bass have been active. You saw that big 40-inch fish a couple weeks ago taken up there off Santa Barbara. Crocodiles have been the ticket, and I think the best thing to do is find the bait. You know, that's the most important thing, trying to find those striped bass. Wiley's reported some of the cooler water species have been active. A big 8-pound sheephead was taken on a mussel off Big Rock, and then the sargo have been really active. The reef beach is real good, some sand bass scattered in there, but real good bite inside on the rocky spots. Just fishing in Redondo, 15-pound, 2-ounce striped bass, a 4 and a 6-pounder also reported. Hermosa Beach was the area, and those guys were looking at bird works and that kind of thing, and casting Lucky Crafts and also the crocodiles. Long Beach stretch, a little bit in a funk, cooler water kind of moved in. Down there in Newport, though, they reported that Ketchum Tackle reported improved halibut bite there at river jetties, slow rolled crocodiles, lucky crab, live smelt working on fish to 32 inches. Hogan's and Dana Point checked in a 15-pound, 2-ounce halibut taken on a swim bait near the San Clemente Pier. They're still seeing Corbina through this threat, but it's just off a little bit, you know. And then finally, some more striped bass. Dog Beach, Ponto, the Lagoon Mouse, all kicking out some fish this week down south. So, you know, good fishing. The interesting thing is the striped bass kind of sticking around. You know, striped bass are a freshwater, saltwater fish. And I think with all that heavy rain we had last fall, a lot of those Northern California fish come down here. They feed on anchovies, fatten up before they go back up those rivers. But I think they can stay here a couple seasons, 3 seasons maybe, as long as the bait's here. And they do have a nose for those freshwater outlets, and that's where the guys tend to get them, with bait or kind of at those river mouths. That's what you want to look at. So, anyways, lots of interesting stuff, guys.
No doubt, Gundy. I know that the striper is something that just kind of has to happen for you. But
yeah.
if you were going to try and stack the deck in your favor, is there an area a guy would try to stay, and what would be
and a
bait?
Lure.
I was just going to say, and what would be the bait or jig that a guy would try to? And I know that it's not, you know, you're not just going to walk out and go catch a striper. But what
yeah.
are some of the things that you
yeah.
could maybe stack the deck in your favor?
You know, I like a crocodile and. It doesn't necessarily have to be the smaller models, you know, some of those bit, that big 5-inch or something like that. What you're doing is prospecting, so you want to cover as much water as possible. And those crocodiles, you can make real long casts. And the other thing is river mouths and water sources. So Doheny, you know, in that Dana area, or down by Cottons where you have the river coming in, the Santa Margarita River, or the lagoons off San Diego where you have fresh water, and they seem to like to stick their nose near that fresh water. So, and then the other factor would be bait. And if you could find the bait, the anchovy schools, the birds working somewhere near those fresh water mouths, which is pretty common because you get stuff coming in and out of those river mouths. So you put those things together and you have a good chance. And you know, you have to have a little imagination, and that's thinking that there's going to be a fish there.
That's so rad.
And hitting it hard, you know what I mean? So
that's good tips. That's good tips, Gundy.
That's why you're the guru, buddy. We appreciate Gundy. Great report, man. That's awesome. You got me fired up. I want to go get a striper.
Me too.
All right.
Great
you
report, Gundy. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good luck to you.
All right. Again, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Thanks to Gundy there. And again, that catch report sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you're going to find all the gear that you need to help you catch all the fish at the beach, including stripers. Again, it's SurfFishTackle.com. Phones are packed up, and when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone knows kites and yummy flyers are the hot item, but do you have the right tackle for that big bite? Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica 52-speed reel filled with 130-pound PowerPro Hollow Ace and a Shimano Therese 72 double extra heavy rod. At Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we have more experience and expertise on fishing for big local bluefin tuna than anyone else. So why take a chance on your fish of a lifetime? Let us set you up with a Shimano rod and reel that will get the job done. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Lay now. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.